This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Now, Southeast Asia has one of the highest motorcycle ownerships in the world, 220 million, in fact. Yet the availability of reliable and stable electric motorcycle charging stations is scarce. So based on Emergence Innovative's market survey, the majority of electric vehicle charging stations are focused on servicing electric cars, and supply of charging stations for electric motorcycles is neglected. Hoping to change that for the environment is Emergence Innovative's co-founder, Cray Chong. Good morning, Cray.
Hi, good morning. I am Cray Chong, first office name, founder of Power by Rise and startup of 7 years.
Okay, so this is so interesting, right? Because when you talk about electric motorcycles, I generally don't see it on the road. Is there a lot of interest for electric motorcycles anyway?
Yeah. Actually, it comes from the story where 6 years ago, I visited China for a product training in Guangzhou. I see all those small bikes running around the city area, and those bikes look like a scooter and motorcycle is breeding and born a weird hybrid baby. There's mini scooter bike, they drive very slow, their battery die in a second, and they are small. Then 3 years ago, when I go to China again, all the hybrid baby, they already evolved, become a real electric motorcycle. They look exactly like our Honda EX5, Suzuki, you know, those Malaysia on the road normal motorcycle. They're complete with basic safety features, such as back mirror, black brake light, number plate, and the driving speed is as normal as a taxi. Like, seriously, the electric motorcycle is evolved faster than Iron Man upgrade his battle suit. From that moment, I know the trend of electric vehicle is going to dominate the world. Because if you see China, a country with the highest carbon emission in the world, is adopt to electric vehicle, sooner or later, Malaysia will see this trend too. So I wish to become part of the early pioneer that bring this amazing trend to Malaysia.
Right. Okay. So this is so interesting. Are there electric motorcycles in Malaysia at the moment?
Yes.
Or because there are no charging stations,
yes,
we don't have
no
any
charging station. Actually, we initially, when I run the market survey, we have 5 electric motorcycle makers in Malaysia. But now the Moderna start to shrink off their electric motorcycle, and another 2 has start to lose the market segment. The largest right now in Malaysia is actually Eclimo and 3 Electric, and they are doing very well. Like Eclimo, they are one of the best with technology advancement, and 3 Electric just signed a contract to supply more than 100,000 electric motorcycles to Indonesia.
Right. Okay. So even Indonesia has taken this on, right? Now, the other question is, are they expensive? Is that also, electric motor vehicles, are they generally expensive?
No, actually, they are not expensive at all. The price of an electric motorcycle generally is almost same like you buy a Honda ES5 or even cheaper. Some of them you can get it by 3,000 plus, 4,000 plus ringgit. It's like own a normal motorcycle. And the best thing is using the electric motorcycle is actually based on the latest research. The electric motorcycle is already surpassed the normal fuel combustion motorcycle in every performance. We are talking about the mileage per full tank, the sustainability, the maintenance, the speed. Just that in Malaysia, we are quite slow to adopt this trend. A lot of people might have the difficulty to understand what is electric motorcycle. They thought that it's like the small scooter with 2 wheels that running around. Not those kind. We are talking about the real motorcycle that look exactly like the Honda ES5.
All right. Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your company? So there's Emergence Innovative and you said Rise. How does it all connect?
Yeah, actually, but Rise, we are the first in Malaysia to design and build this electric motorcycle charging station. So the building management can earn the extra revenue by providing the charging services. So we actually, our charging station also build and support for electrical car and hybrid car. And the reason it's all connect is because we actually visit to all these electric motorcycle manufacturer to doing the market survey, and we realize their pain. Like I met with Dato Dennis, the Eclimo co-founder, and he's a very down-to-earth guy. For me, I think he's the Malaysia version of Iron Man. he's the one that hold the good technology in electric motorcycle, which is ahead of his time. And he did mention that he faced challenge of pushing for adoption of electric motorcycle in Malaysia due to the lack of charging station.
So he's the Tony Stark of Malaysia.
Yeah, he's the Tony Stark of Malaysia. Yeah, when I talk with him, I can feel his passion, his knowledge in the electric motorcycle. And he's stuck in the problem with the charging station. It's like the chicken and egg. Without a charging station, nobody is going to buy an electric motorcycle.
Right. So this is so interesting you're doing this. Now, when we talk about electric motorcycles, right, what are we talking about in terms of reduction in carbon emissions?
Yes, the electric motorcycle actually have pretty much is zero carbon emission, right? So every single petrol motorcycle is converted to electric motorcycle, you could save 1 year's 0.4 metric ton of carbon emission. It's actually a lot. And that means the more electric motorcycle that adopt to use on the market, the less carbon emission we could feel. That's why you go to Shanghai today, you wouldn't see a lot of the dust, the smoke, the carbon emission, the city is not smelly. This is due to the effort of the electric motorcycle on the road.
Right. Now, is your charging station, is this solution developed in Malaysia?
Yeah, actually our team, everyone is from local. And we actually have 7 members in the team. 3 is in R&D, 1 finance, 1 technical, and 1 business development. We hold the IP intellectual property patent on our own and design and build the programming on our own. And the good news is we even have Dr. Renard Seale as our advisor. He's the global reputational environmentalist. And to be honest, even until today, I also don't know what Dr. Renard see inside our startup that makes him willing to help us. Other than the fact that I'm probably handsome than Elon Musk or something, we don't know. But to be honest, Dr. Renard understands our passion to help the community because the Southeast Asia is the highest motorcycle ownership of two-wheel vehicle in the world. By providing a cheap and scalable electric vehicle charging station that focuses on electric motorcycle, here we could really help the market to adopt for the future of electric motorcycle.
Right. And how long did it take to develop this solution?
Actually, it took us more than 1 year. It comes from a community of all the experience that we have. Let me explain a bit about my own experience. Actually, I've been a startup for 7 years and my background is electric power. And along the way, I already have the contract with Petronas, with United Nations Development Program Malaysia, Cybersecurity Malaysia. We provide the critical power solution for all these big clients. That's why we have the experience of providing the charging, the power backup, all this complicated power solution, where when we realize about the potential of electric vehicle, we seen that our technical, our knowledge, and our team could use the same technical that we learned on electric vehicle charging station. That is not a rocket science, right?
Right. Okay. Now, okay, when you look at this, right, why Malaysia? Why not just like work with countries like, you know, Vietnam or Thailand? You know, Vietnam, lots of motorcycles. Why are you looking at Malaysia first?
The reason we start in Malaysia first, actually, we run the statistic and realized that Malaysia actually have a high intention to buy an EV, electric vehicle, as next purchase. We have around 37%. That means if you ask 10%, 3.7 will agree to have electric vehicle as the next purchase, as long as you have the available of charging station. That's why we see that the demand is there, just that nobody to fulfill the gap.
Right. Okay. And we'll talk about how easy it is to get this installed or how difficult it is to get this installed in Malaysia in just a moment. I'm here with Craig Chong from Emergence Innovative. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Building First World Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Businesses. I'm here with Craig Chong from Emergence Innovative. Is that the company name, Emergence Innovative?
Yes, Emergence Innovative Sri Ambahat.
All right. So, and we're talking about electric motorcycle charging stations, right? I'm here with the co-founder, Cray Chong. Cray, you know, you talk about your background and you want to do this. Now, how easy or how challenging is it to get electric motorcycle charging stations installed in Malaysia? What's stopping us from getting it installed?
So it's very, very hard to even convince the people at the first stage because of the challenge facing is the chicken and egg issue, right? So right now, I want to install my charging station, I need to reach out to all the building management. Let's say a mall. When I go to the mall, I meet their building management and I ask them, hey, this is a good thing. You should get this. You should install an electric motorcycle charging station. They will definitely ask me, how many electric motorcycles in Malaysia right now? And when I tell them the figure, they will say, oh no, there is no much electric motorcycle in Malaysia. Why do I want to install the charging station?
Chicken and egg, huh?
Yeah, it's very headache. Then I always will tell them that the reason you really need an electric motorcycle charging station right now is because actually most of the building, let's say the small, they don't really have a good parking for motorcycle because most of them just give motorcycle a free parking, right? And the motor, since they're not really earning any profit or revenue from motorcycle parking, they just not really have the intention to give a better parking solution for motorcycle. So if you ride a motorcycle today, you go to any of the parking area for motorcycle, the motorcycle parking usually is very dark, not convenient. Some of them is smelly or even flooding, and they are less maintenance. Some of them don't even have CCTV. Then you need to worry that your helmet will get stolen. But now with the Power by Rise, we give building owner an extra revenue income by providing charging service. Then they will have the more budget to maintain for parking for motorcyclists. Afterwards, since you have the charging station, the rider of electric motorcycle will priority go to your mall rather than other. Since this will create the more customer flow, right? Like, look, today, imagine if you ride a BMW superbike and bring your girlfriend to shopping mall. Then you still need to ask your girlfriend to carry her own helmet when shopping. She certainly will be very angry. She already carry a handbag on left hand. Now she need to carry another helmet on right hand.
Then the girlfriend won't be girlfriend for long, lah.
Yes. Then your girlfriend will complain, why don't you just buy a car? Although you love to ride motorcycle, it's your passion. But this is what it is. The area, the maintenance need to change.
Okay. So this is a very difficult solution, a very difficult issue to challenge, right? And I can understand how it is, right? There's so many, you know, consumer behavior, there are all these aspects to look into as well. And so talking to, are there any at the moment though, when we're talking about charging stations for electric motorcycles, are there any yet in Malaysia?
Actually, no. They don't really have a charging station exclusive for motorcycle. That's why you see EVC, Charge EV, they are focused on solving the electrical car charging station. And there is no wrong for that because actually there is bigger market right now for electrical car because we actually have 48,000 hybrid electrical car on the road. Hybrid, they still can charge with petrol, right? They still can charge with electric. That's why the market right now is bigger for electric car. Another thing about electrical car is, put it in the simple math, you need to charge 5 electrical motorcycles in the same time to beat the charging capacity of 1 electrical car in an hour. That's why it's more profit to give an electrical car charging. And the technology is different. For electrical motorcycle, you need to have 1 charging station support for many ports.
Right. Okay, now I'm going to ask you this question because now you are participating in the Social Innovation Challenge Accelerator with MAGIC, right? Tell me about this and how hopefully things will change because of this program. Tell me about this.
Yeah, actually the program, I know about the Selangor Maritime Gateway is like 4 years ago. That time the Maritime Gateway is starting to finishing and I made a consultant firm that provide a solution for Selangor Maritime Gateway. They're asking me if I have any good solution for the river rehabilitation. So as usual, I open Google and check what other countries doing. And I come across some biofilter method for river. Then the solution is put all the wood chip inside the biodegradable bag. Well, in layman terms, it's just a normal goonie bag. We pile them up across the riverbank. The wood chip will provide nutrition to the river, clean and filter the dirty, avoid the corrosion of dirt. And it will really make the river clean. The the fish could live in the nutritious environment. But when I propose the solution, they just keep laughing nonstop. At first, I forget to jib my pen or something. Then I realized that they're laughing at my product name. I call them as a wood sausage. So I really learned my lesson. You never call your product as wood sausage. That's like 4 years ago. So right now, it's just a coincidence actually for the Eclimo that we're talking with Eclimo.net is one day, then they actually have the proposal planning to install around 200 charging stations in Penang and 1,000 in Selangor. And they're looking for a smaller version of charging station. Since my charging station is built to scale up to 40 charging ports, it's kind of bulky and huge. They only need something that supports up to 4 charging ports. It's like I try to give them an all-you-can-eat buffet, but they are delicate with exquisite taste and only want to eat a fine dining. So
they only want sashimi.
Yeah. So while I was sourcing for the charging station casing for a mini power by rice, I come across my friend in Penang that opened a factory to recycle the waste plastic to become a plastic pellet. First, you need to make it become a plastic pellet. Then only you use the molding injection to build a new casing, right? For the electric motorcycle. Then this grant from Magic and Maritime for the River Plastic Recycle Program is really come at the right time because we could really utilize the recycled plastic to build our new casing. Right now, I really need to express my thanks to Pamela and Tuan Safwan from Magic Malaysia.
Right. So with this casing, what does it mean? It will be used for your charging station, and this will actually, how does it tie back with the Selangor Maritime Company?
Because right now, the Selangor Maritime, they have a lot of the plastic waste. It's like more than 50% of the waste is come from plastic. And right now, we could solve the plastic waste problem by collecting the plastic waste, transform it to become plastic pellet, and become my new charging station casing.
Right, which will make it cheaper.
Yes, make it cheaper. Since right now, they told me that the waste practically is there. They just, currently, the solution is just put in the landfill without doing a lot of the recycle process. Right now, I would try to revive it to become a product again, rather than waste in the landfill.
Right. Okay, so now, are there plans right now for more electric motorcycle charging stations? You see that happening in Penang and Selangor? You see that happening now?
Yes. Actually, we could start to feel the people keep talking about electric vehicles. I can feel the trend starting since Elon Musk become the number one top rich. Really, since Elon Musk become number one top rich, every newspaper, everywhere, people keep talking about electric car, Tesla. Then the trend start to adopt in Malaysia. Everyone keep to, even some of the Dato that I know that very traditional and never heard of electric vehicle also start to say they want to bring in the electric motorcycle. And even a lot of my friends, I ask them, they even say that the KFC, Lazada also start to find the solution for the electric vehicle to use in their daily delivery.
Right. Are you ahead of your time? I'm just thinking, you know, and I guess, you know, the pandemic also didn't help.
Yeah, the pandemic is really not that helpful because actually last year we already have a grant that approved then because of the pandemic, it hold again. So, But it's okay because ahead of time is normal. The Facebook also ahead of the time at that moment, right? Just that we need to bring the trend. We need to build the public awareness. And since we are ahead of time, it's actually a comfort zone for us to keep evolving, keep innovating, and have a better solution.
Okay. So, I mean, like in terms of, I guess this is not your only business, right? I mean, how are you sustaining yourself when we don't have that kind of, you know, I'm sure you've got investors and all that, but what is your other business? Because you're laughing now. Like how did...
Actually, we, Emergent Innovative Scramble Heart is also shareholding of another two Scramble Heart. We're holding another company in Sabah that doing the Borneo King Grass, which is produce the feedstock for cow and sheep. Because actually, 10 of the cow that consumed in Malaysia, 8 of them is imported. When you're talking about sheep, the number is more serious. It's around 9 sheep is imported. Then the problem is we don't have enough of the local manufacturing feedstock that support the market. That's why we have our Borneo King Grass technology that we already developed for more than 4 years. And we already have more than 148 hectares that is breeding and planting our Borneo King Grass that could become a very cheap solution for the feedstock. And That is our Saba business. And I still have another scramble heart that doing the Coop AI, where we solve the agriculture AI solution, where we provide the AI solution for all the agriculture, farming, plantation.
Right. So it's very interesting. You've got all these other businesses addressing different kind of issues, right? And you're doing the social impact. And of course, this is your baby, your electric motorcycle charging station, which is trying to get up and running. And it's a great story. You know, hopefully that is something that will come through. So all the best with, you know, the Social Innovator Challenge Accelerator. I hope, you know, that comes through for you. I was listening to Cray Chong from Emergence Innovative. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.